welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city,
what could possibly go wrong? How are you feeling this week, Benji?
Do you know what? I'm feeling all right. I'm a bit full of like hay fever.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, so excuse like the random sneezing fits that may well happen in the next sort of half an hour. I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it is. I get really bad hay fever twice in the year, before summer and then after summer when all the trees start like shedding all their leaves because they're like, we're done with looking green and great. We're going to chuck all our contents on the floor and make you have a miserable few weeks. So that's what I'm going through right now. So apologies. And I'm sure there are other people out there suffering from this. So I feel you.
So you're just allergic to nature?
Do you know what? Right. I'm actually allergic to bloody everything.
Mm-hmm. Like?
Everything. Like my ex-boyfriend, the tax man, you.
Perms.
But so allergic to perms. Pleather jackets. No, but seriously, I have so many allergies, like animal allergies. I was allergic to my dog. That was a miserable first like 2 months, like getting my body used to having a dog again. So weird. I don't know if it's like, you're going to absolutely rip me to shreds for this. I don't know if it's partly to do with being like ginger-ish, because I feel like a lot of red-haired people have allergies.
I mean, you said it.
Yeah, I said it nicely. If I'd let you say it, it would have been horrible.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's related. Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, thank you. I'm just going to jump back in and talk about allergies.
Back to me.
So once I ate a kiwi fruit, and I've eaten kiwi all my life. And this one day I ate kiwi and my eyes just started watering. And I was like, I don't know what's going wrong. And then my face started to like sink in and go all like weird. And I was like, I think I need to go to like a doctor or something. Literally had no idea that it was even kiwi related. Went into like a Boots pharmacy and they were like, oh my God, it looks like you're about to go in anaphylactic shock. You need to take these tablets. And they're like, what have you eaten something recently? I was like, yeah, I just had a kiwi fruit. And they're like, yeah, you're obviously now allergic to kiwis.
Wow.
How random's that?
Do you eat the skin of the kiwi?
I don't think I did at that time. I, you know, chopped it off like an egg and like spooned it out.
Ooh. Wow, kiwi fruit. Yeah, I don't know if I'm allergic to any fruits. I did actually have anaphylactic shock a few years ago. Have I told you the story?
No.
Long story short, I was in a car accident. I was obviously fine, but they gave me naproxen, which is like a really strong ibuprofen to like just make sure nothing swelled up because it really hurt. I got like whiplash. And I was with my ex at the time and he was in bed and I took these tablets because I was like, oh, my back's really hurting. Took them. No word of a lie. Within about 60 seconds, my face got really itchy. And I was like, oh, this is, I didn't think they were related. I was like, this is really odd. My eyes are really itchy. Like, what's going on? Got worse and worse and worse. I started like sweating. I was like, this is so weird. So I got out of bed, went back to the mirror to go see if there was like something on my face, like in my eye. And my face was completely swollen. Like my eyes were like almost closed. And then I woke my ex up and he was like, oh my goodness, you need to call the hospital. So I called St. George's and was like, oh, like I've taken naproxen and my face is really itchy and my eyes starting to swell. Like if I drive down to see you, like, can you see me quite quickly? And they literally were like, hang up the phone, call 999. You need an ambulance right away. I was like, no, I'll be fine. I can't drive. And they were like, we're hanging up on you. Call 999. And they actually hung up on me. And within about another minute, an ambulance was outside my house. Like it was so fast.
Wow.
Yeah. And the ambulance were with me for probably 4 hours getting a drip in me. My face carried on to swell. Like you could not see my eyeballs at all. Like I was literally, have you seen Hunger Games?
Yeah.
You know, when they're whatever they're called, snacker tracker or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They get stung and they swell. That was me. That was my face. I have pictures. I'll send them to you at some point.
Yeah, I've got the same, right? But it's crazy because they said you can get an allergy to anything at any point in your life.
Yeah, mental.
Crazy.
Would make a life a lot easier if I was just allergic to the men. That's not going to be good for me.
I mean, that would be so much easier, right? Then our life would be good.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a really nice dinner, but my face is starting to swell up, which means you're an arsehole. So I got to go. No,
bye.
Actually, my face was really itchy that time I went on a date with you.
Interesting. So was mine.
Copycat. Anyway, what are you drinking?
Well, as you can see, I've got my my Big Gay Podcast mug on me right now. And listeners, if you fancy a little mug, you can head over to our website and treat yourself to one, because any support for the podcast would be greatly appreciated.
I use my mug every day.
Do you?
I do.
Well, I'm actually on the coffee today because I've had a busy week. I've been out 5 nights out of 7. So today is like my little breather day. Just catch my breath, you know?
Yeah, I'm also on the coffee. But how do you take your coffee?
Well, I take my coffee how I take my dicks. Extra small. I don't want to be taking any large ones, thank you. Yourself?
I like my coffee like I like my men. Colombian. Strong. And leave a bitter taste in my mouth.
Oh, brilliant. Because you drink coffee like every day, don't you? You're a strong coffee fan.
I drink so much coffee. So at work, I have a bean to cup machine. I probably have about 12 coffees during like at work in like a 6 hour period, probably like 2 an hour.
That's really, really not good for you.
No, lies and deceit. I've read so many studies, right? The Turkish government released like this thing saying that actually they've done loads of studies on coffee. And although, yeah, in way too much of anything is not good for you, but coffee apparently strengthens the tiny little muscles around your heart.
Yeah, because it's probably like pumping so fast with all the...
Yeah, so basically it's good for me. So it's a detox. I drink a lot of coffee. And then Nespresso pods, I just lose track of how many of those I have a day. Anyway, enough about coffee. Something really fun happened on the Instagram this week, although it wasn't on the podcast one, so you won't have heard about it. So... somebody who I went to school with years ago slipped on into my DMs and was just like, actually, it's a voice note. Should I play the voice note?
Yeah, go for it.
Right.
When you say someone from school, someone that you fancied at school.
Right. So he was either the year below me or 2 years below me.
Because you like him young anyway.
Yeah, right. Not that young. I was 18. He was probably like 15. Let's keep it legal, people. Oh, then what is the legal age? Is it 18 or 16?
No, 16, isn't it?
Wowza.
I mean, not that I would ever, ever go over a 16-year-old.
But you knew that fact pretty quickly, so...
Just checking, you're legal, right? Okay, good.
Double checking, you have hit puberty, right? Anyway, so this lovely guy that was a year below me, I didn't know him too well. He's now very attractive. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he sent me this voice note, and I thought you'd like to hear it.
Hey, so just a quick message, really randomly. My friend in London... sent me a message the other day being like, oh my God, his jersey is so small. Apparently you can travel across it in 20 minutes or something. I was like, yeah, no, it's really small. He's like, they blew my mind. It was from a podcast and the presenter's from Jersey. And I was like, oh, who is it? I probably know him. It's like, oh yeah, it's Benji. This is the podcast. It's really funny. I love it. And I was like, oh yes. I was like, I do know them. He was like, I can't believe you know everyone in Jersey. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it's a queer in Jersey. What do you expect? But anyway, I'm going to have to listen to the podcast now because he swears by it. I don't know how he found it, but he fucking loves it. So good going.
How cool is that?
That is really cool.
Yeah, I know. So I replied back to him like, oh, that's so sweet of you to write that back. And like, who is it? And he sent me the link and I sent him a little message. His name's Dan, actually. He messaged us quite often. So Dan, thank you so much for spreading the My Big Gay Podcast love. And yeah, I just thought that was... really fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. I also have a little story similar to that, really. I was out.
Shocking.
I never go out, okay? I don't know what you're saying.
Another club, no sleep.
yeah, I was chatting to some mates and was laughing. And some guy nearby was like, I recognize that laugh. Are you Brad from My Big Gay Podcast? And I said, yeah, that's me. He's like, I was literally listening to you on the way here and I heard your laugh and I was like, that's got to be him. And yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh. So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Giggles all around.
You do have an annoying laugh.
No, I wouldn't say annoying. I would say distinctive.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't say annoying about yourself, but trust me, I would say annoying.
Really annoying. It's because obviously we voice note throughout the week as well. So you get my voice every day, basically.
Every day in my ear. Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
God bless the times too. It's like I sent you that voice note a few days ago and I realized by the end of it, I'd really waffled. So I sent it and then underneath I was like, you're going to like 1.5 that if I were you. Like, just get through a bit quicker.
I'm surprised you've not written to WhatsApp yet and said, can you just for Brad's messages do a times 5?
Yeah, times 10. Or just, how do I block him? Anyway, on with the podcast. So it's been a couple of weeks, but it is time for the gay news. It's time for the gay news. Do you know what we will be telling you today on the gay news with Benji and Brad?
Well, we've got some really, really exciting news to share with you this week, because someone very extra special is coming back to London. She's back again. Benji's coming back to London. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If they let me back in the country. Yes, I am back. I am coming back to the UK this Friday, and I cannot wait. I told you I wouldn't be away too long.
You did say that, yes. And you're back for even longer this time, right?
I certainly am. I'm actually on a one-way ticket.
Oh my God.
So I don't know what's going to happen from that, but I am on a one-way ticket. Although the only thing is I'm getting the boat this time so I can bring my car back and pass me and my dog. But the boat doesn't get into England until like 10:30 at night. And then I have a 3-hour drive to get home. So I won't actually get home till like 1 a.m.
Fresh off the boat, back on English soil. How do you feel?
I can't wait. I really can't wait. My bank balance is like, no, you can wait just a little bit longer because I spent so much when I was there last time. Like,
well, you were just out every single night, weren't you? Living your best life.
I went through my statement. I was like, really? Did I even go to that club? Turns out I did. So, no, but I'm really excited, like, to get up to more shenanigans with you and get around Clapham and just sort of, you know, live my best life. So, and also possibly start some Christmas shopping.
No, that's too soon, right?
Too soon to mention the C word.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Halloween coming up first. I put a spell on you.
Yes, actually, Halloween, for me, it's really hit or miss.
Oh, it's going to be hit for you this year because obviously you're coming to my Halloween party.
Do you think I'll inspire your costume again this year since you've stolen my last 2 years' costumes?
I stole 1 year costume a couple of years ago. No, I've got something totally planned out, ready to go this year.
Mm-hmm. Which costume did you steal of mine again?
I stole that costume that you wore the other year, just in gold glittery hot pants.
Oh, that one, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm. That was the Oscars Halloween party, wasn't it? A naked Oscars statue. No, it wasn't. You stole my Purge outfit.
I did. I stole your Purge outfit a couple of years ago. I thought it was a really good idea for a costume.
Simple, lazy. That's how, honestly, my costumes are lazy. It was just a black outfit with a black t-shirt and I got Tippex and wrote, I've purged on it.
No, you look good. You had like a chainsaw. So I don't know.
Oh, honey, I never said I didn't look good. I just said it was easy.
Maybe we should go together as like a duo costume, you know, like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Batman and Robin?
No, I've got... Oh.
I'll let you be Robin. I'll be Batman.
You'll let me be Robin.
Yeah.
I'm Batman, bitch. I'm Batman. No, this year, I actually was going to do it last year, but then, you know, COVID. I want to go, I forgot what the movie's called, but it's basically like this family live in a house and they look in the mirror and there's another family like that looks like them living in through the mirror and they hold those scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go as that.
Okay, I've not actually seen that film, but you describe it as like, I'm sure someone has spoken to me about that before.
Well, it may well have been me because I wanted to do it a couple of years. But I think, again, really simple. It's just all black and then a pair of fake scissors because I'm not actually going to roam around London with an actual pair of scissors.
I think that's a bit niche though, right? It's not like it's a big famous movie. Whereas like Batman and Robin, everyone will know who we are.
Fine.
But yes, really excited to have you back and back for longer and we're going to be up to all sorts of troubles. So watch this space.
So, Brad, this week I very much want and need to talk about boy drama.
Do you know what? I'm over boy drama. Seriously, I've had enough of it myself. But go on, tell me, what has been happening with you?
So over it. Like, I'm so over boys, I think I might be straight.
No, let's not go too far now.
Yeah, sorry, that's exaggeration. Sorry. Oh my goodness. So I'm sure you've seen what I put on the Instagram about a little situation that happened this week.
Yeah.
But so much more has unfolded. I've had the most ex-boyfriend heavy week.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
So to begin with, I will talk about what I put on the Instagram for those who didn't see it. So when I came back to London last time, I messaged my most recent ex, right, who I was with for like on and off, like a year and a half, maybe 2 years, was very much involved in my life, like blah, blah, blah. I ended it all, didn't want anything. Then obviously lockdown happened and I was stuck away from him and I was like, oh, actually I miss him more than I thought I did. So anyway, we were chatting a little bit in lockdown, then it fizzled out, left it, got back to London. got back to my room, and obviously I had loads of his stuff still in my room.
Yeah, which is always a bit of a trigger, isn't it? Because obviously you've been away from your room for so long, and that must have brought back all the memories.
Yeah, it was really strange. And I found his aftershave bottle.
Okay.
Right, which he, it sounds really weird, but it was kind of sweet at the moment. It was the perfume he used to wear when we went on our first ever date. And when the bottle finished, he gave it to me because it still smelled of him.
Okay. Well, did you ask for that bottle?
No, he just like gave it to me because I was like, he'd finished it and I'd always said that I liked the smell, but he was moving on to a different fragrance and he just gave it to me like, oh, you can keep it if you want. And you know, you can always smell it. It sounds weird talking about it, but in the moment it was really sweet.
Okay, yeah, fine. Okay, I'm just going to take your word on that because-
Just go with me on this one. Go okay, right. Right, so anyway, got home, found it, obviously took the lid off, smelled it. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like you say, absolute trigger. Like back to when we first started dating, it was really fun. And I was like, oh, this is really strange. I really miss him all of a sudden. So I took a picture of it and I just sent it to him. Like no writing, just sent him a picture of the bottle. Mm-hmm. He writes back and he's like, hey, Ben, really lovely to hear from you. Hope you and Ned are well. It's my dog. Just to let you know, I'm in a relationship now.
Well, that was very good of him. Just like kind of lay it all out. Didn't block you or not reply with the contact, but just said, this is the situation.
Sure. I mean, absolute knife in the heart, but it was fine.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, fair enough. So I replied, I was like, oh, really happy you're happy. That's genuine. Really happy you're happy. Like, to be honest, I wasn't really looking to hope to rekindle things, but I was just like, maybe just reconnect in like a friendship way. So I then said, yeah, really happy you're happy. I'm back in London. And if you had the time and felt like it, I'd really love to meet for a coffee just to sort of like clear the air and stuff. Because we did leave on a bit of a weird... It was weird. The breakup was not great.
Okay, good. Well, that's good on both parts, right? Just to start afresh and yeah, clear that air.
He then replied saying, hi, Ben, that is not what I need or want right now. I'd appreciate it if you stop messaging me.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, this is drama, which is actually one of the reasons the whole relationship ended because it was full-on drama. So I was like, oh, that's really strange. I don't know why you wouldn't want to meet up with me, like just friendship. Okay, so maybe you're not completely over me and maybe that will hurt you a little bit and you don't want to have those feelings because you're in a new relationship. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That is valid. If he feels like that would happen.
Yeah, I agree.
That's valid. So I replied and I just said, no problem at all. But just to let you know, if you ever changed your mind and wanted to meet up for a coffee, you know, you've got my number. I'm always open to meeting up and being friends.
Great. Really good on your part.
Thank you. So obviously he didn't reply. Weeks went past. I came back to Jersey. Was posting some stories on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Went through, just because sometimes I do check, and I posted one and I was like, I don't know, it was kind of like felt cute in the moment, might delete later kind of vibe. So after about half an hour, I went onto it to be like, should I take this down?
Yeah.
So I went to go see who had looked at the story. Scrolling through, I saw this one picture that was someone's headshot, but I'd never heard of their name before, which is weird. Like I've worked in this industry for a while, and if anyone who's roughly my age, who's in the industry, I will have at least seen their face before, I think.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen this person before. I'd seen him on my Instagram. I don't mean...
Yeah.
I know every performer in London. I mean, I would have seen it on my story. Right. Like, I don't understand who that is. Clicked on it, and this is where it all went wrong. In the bio, it says like, you know, actor, performer, all that wank. And then it says, happily taken by, and then my ex-boyfriend's handle.
Oh, that's weird that people put that, I think.
Right, so two issues here. One, yes, I think that is so weird that in your Instagram handle you have to put your current boyfriend's... Does that not just scream lack of trust, insecurities?
Yeah, massively.
I mean, unless their job is like they're a go-go dancer and they're going to constantly have people hitting on them, so they kind of just do it. Or just say like, happily in a relationship. I don't know why you need to put the other person's tag.
Yeah, you have to tag the person, yeah.
Right, very strange. Second thing is, this person does not follow me, because you know, you can see if they follow you or not.
Oh, yeah.
But he's watching all my stories. What the fuck?
So clearly... Your ex must have spoken to his current boyfriend about you, and then therefore this new boyfriend is trying to stalk you, suss you out.
But is that not weird?
Yeah, I think it's totally weird.
I just think that's the strangest thing. Like, what would make you... I just don't get it. If you're in a relationship and you're happy and you guys are all good, why do you find out who the ex-boyfriends are?
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't do that, personally.
So anyway, it threw my head off. My head sometimes with anxiety goes off 1,000 miles an hour. So I was like, okay, so has my ex talked about me and has said that he's heard from me and it's made him feel weird and therefore he's told his new boyfriend and then they're having a bit of space? Or are they talking badly about me? Or are they laughing about me? Are they, like, literally every possible thing that I could think of, I thought of within about a 10-minute space And yeah, so I put it on the Instagram and I was like, what do you do in this situation? And so many people said to block him. I didn't. I just didn't interact, react. I didn't do anything. I just pretended like I hadn't seen it. But yeah, really, really strange.
Yeah, really odd. And as you say, for me, that just kind of screams insecurity and lack of trust anyway.
Yeah.
That whole thing does not sound healthy, to be honest.
Also, I'm just going to go bitchy because it makes me feel better about myself. They can only have been together for like, what, 8 months? And they're already commenting on each other's pictures like, love you so much. Love you. You look so hot. Love you. Love you, love you, love you. Like,
no, 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 no.
So over it. Anyway, so the story goes on. Made me feel really weird about myself, and it sparked off me thinking about all my other ex-boyfriends. I don't include you, by the way, in any of these conversations, in any of these thoughts. You are nothing to do with this, so just so you're aware.
For once.
For once, this is nothing to do with you. So I started thinking about all my ex-boyfriends, who obviously I was very close with. I've had not loads of proper boyfriends, but when I have had them, the relationships have lasted quite a long time, like at least over a year. Mm-hmm. And there was this one who... we broke up, and actually I really missed his friendship. So in a moment of madness, I stalked the internet trying to find his Instagram, his Twitter. He's also a performer, so I didn't know if he was on his like usual name or his like stage name.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it turns out he's deleted all social media, but he was still on Facebook. So I found him on Facebook and I added him.
And did he accept?
Yes. So he accepted first thing the next morning and sent me a message, but I didn't actually see it till about noon. I'm just like, oh, hey, Ben, like, really lovely to hear from you. Oh, no, thanks for adding me. I hope you're well. Very like open-ended. Didn't need a response.
Sure. Also, I find it weird when people call you Ben. I just know you as Benji. You're Benji. So when they say Ben, I'm like, no, his name's not Ben, it's Benji.
But to be honest, you're the only one that calls me Benji. Oh, my dad calls me Benji.
I've always called you Benji, haven't I?
I get Benji, I get Benny quite a lot.
I don't see you as a Benny.
Benjamin, people use my full name. I quite like that, actually. It's kind of like that.
Benjamin?
Yeah, kind of like that. And my mum calls me Bunny. So that's some more information that you needed. Just to lighten the situation.
Hey, rampant rabbit.
Okay, don't kill it for me. This is my mum we're talking about. Oh, you want to talk about mama. No, anyway, so cut to 6 hours later, pretty much. We've just been talking all day with my ex.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, and he made it very clear about an hour in that he has a long-time boyfriend, and that was all fine. Like, I wasn't trying to reconnect. I wasn't trying to rekindle the relationship. I was just trying to just talk, really, and see where it was going to go. And it was really lovely. I heard about what he'd been doing. He knew about my job back at home.
Oh, great. How does he know about that?
Right. I was like, oh, that's really weird. How do you know about that? Because he doesn't have any social medias. And he was like, oh, you know, I snoop your Facebook from time to time. I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Because I don't do that to my exes. I don't know about you.
No. I mean, recent one, I did for a little bit, obviously, when it was fresh, but not anymore.
No. So I mean, we're talking like 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, no. I wouldn't
so,
do that.
Odd, not odd, but just like, okay, cool. So anyway, really, a really good thing has come out of it. Like, I've reconnected, and I think I might reach out to a couple more exes, although I don't think it'll be as positive an ending because, well, we won't go into that now. But I feel like it's made a big shift to me. Like we've said before, like I said to you, you're really close with a lot of your ex lovers, let's say.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I people that I've gone on like a date or a couple of dates with and it's not gone that way, but we've gotten really well, yourself included, I've really tried to make an effort to keep and build upon a friendship on that, because I always think you can never have too many friends, particularly in London and being gay, right? Mm.
Did they ghost you as well, or was that just me?
No, a couple of people. Actually, one other person did ghost me and then eventually like reconnected with me, and now we're really, really close. Hilarious how things work out. Yeah, and then some other ones, like, you know, some sort of new ones and stuff, just making new friends.
Yeah.
So I've only ever had like 3 proper relationships. Mm. One is obviously like a fairly recent one, 5-6 months ago, which obviously we're not talking. Then the one before that is I'm good friends with, and then the one before that I don't talk to at all.
No. Well, because of like, I've said to you before, like anyone that I've kind of really dated at all, I've not spoken to again. Like if it's ended, it's ended completely. And like that, you haven't done that, and you've got a really lovely now close group of gay friends. You're friends with a lot of guys. I'm friends with a lot of women. Like if I go out, it's all my girls. Like there's a big old bunch of us, and I love them to pieces, but I don't really have that many guys. I would say maybe three or four who are my close ones. Right? You've got loads. And not that I was jealous or envious, but I was like, I need to get to a stage in my life where if something ends, I can be okay with seeing them, talking to them still, because actually it's a real shame that just because it didn't work sort of sexually or in a relationship way.
Romantically.
Yeah, romantically. That's a much better way to put it. Yeah, romantically. Doesn't mean that we can't be friends. So
100%.
Had a big shift. And although complete boy drama, and I really hope that person doesn't watch any more of my stories. If he does, I might just slip into his DMs and be like, listen.
Hey, girl.
Or was it you that said you should message your ex and be like, hey, look, if you don't want me to get in touch, it's absolutely fine. But could you please ask your new boyfriend to stop watching my Instagram stories?
Well, I did say that, yeah, because it was playing on your mind. And like, well, you could just be honest and just say, well, then it's got to work both ways. You know, if you want that space, stop getting your new boyfriend involved in my social media.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I would love to say that, a little part of me only wants to say it because I feel like that would just cause drama for them. And
yeah.
And as much as part of me is like, I really want to cause that drama, I also am not that person. So
yeah,
just
not that person, no.
If they're happy, which I don't think they are, let's let them pretend to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, boys, 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 do you have any boy drama?
Oh, I do, but I think I might need to get another coffee for this one.
Oh my goodness.
So shall we take a short little break and then come back?
Brian, play the jingle. Right, so come on, spill it. Not the coffee that you just made. But what's your boy drama?
Oh my goodness, where do we even begin? The last like couple of days have just been a bit mental, really. So a few weeks back, I met a boy out and about in Clapham. And we got on quite well and sort of started to build a connection from there and was like sort of hanging out. And he lives just down the road. So it's really convenient just to pop over and be like, oh, let's do dinner or fancy a movie.
That's always the best kind of relationships, the convenient ones.
Really convenient, right? Don't have to travel far, literally 5-minute walk. There I am.
Great.
So it was all going quite well. And I did make it very clear from the beginning. I was like, look, I'm not looking for anything too heavy or serious right now. I'm open to it, but I just want to take a bit of time for me. I really want to get to know you a bit more and to see where it naturally goes, but I don't want to move fast. And he was like, yeah, cool, all good. Let's go with the flow sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was all going pretty well. He ended up meeting some of my friends. You even met him as well. Uh-huh. All was fine. Cut to the other night, we end up going out and we end up in the Two Brewers. So end of Two Brewers night, I was with some friends. He was like, oh, why don't we go back to mine and like carry on drinking for a bit and just like chit-chatting a bit of a party. Like, yeah, let's do it. Sounds great. So we did that. And then, you know, as the evening was going on, people were like, oh, I've got to go. I've got work tomorrow, whatever. I'm going to leave. So it ended up just being me, this guy, and then a friend of mine who I don't know that well. I've just met him a couple of times out and about in Clapham. And it was all fine. And then I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm actually pretty tired. I'm crashing. I might just like jump in your bed, which I did. And I sort of woke up half hour later, I sort of stirred, and I heard all this heavy kissing coming from his living room, and his bedroom's right next door to the living room, and the bedroom door was open. So I heard it loud and clear, right?
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, well, I'm fully aware of what's going on back there. I'm gonna leave. I don't need to be here. I don't need to be involved in the situation. And yeah, same as you, I don't want drama. I'm not about that. I was very open and honest about the situation, that it was nothing serious. There was no label. So if he wanted to get other people, he could do. But obviously, like, got to have a bit of respect there, obviously, a bit of boundaries, you know.
Yeah, and with somebody that you introduced him to that night, that is tacky.
Yeah, it's not on. It's not on. I'm not here for that. So, I put my clothes on and then I realised my trainers.
Sorry, just side note, when you said, I'm just going to get in your bed for a nap, you did not say that you full on took all your clothes off.
Well, no, I kept my underwear on. I was going to bed. I was tired. I can't sleep with clothes on, can I?
No, I sleep completely no clothes.
Well, yes, we know that.
All right. Anyway, back to you.
So I was like, well, I'm going to go in and get my trainers. So I walked in, head held high, like, don't mind me, get my trainers. And they were like, where are you going? Don't leave. I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to go home. Like, I don't need to be here. It's all good. Mm-hmm. And then this sort of like friend of mine was like, no, please stay. Like, nothing's going on, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was like, nah, it's all good. Like, you boys crack on. Honestly, it's totally fine. I'm not here for the drama, but I'm going to go home, which I did. Then next day, woke up to messages from both of them. And then the guy that I was, I'm not even going to say seeing because it wasn't at that stage, but the guy that I was sort of hanging out with and getting to know.
I think seeing's okay. I think seeing is, there's, that is what that is.
I don't know. I don't even want, don't think I want to put that label on it. I think getting to know in a, with the potential of going down that
getting
road, right?
Know you.
Yeah, all these messages like, hi, please come round for lunch. I want to talk about last night. Please don't ignore me. Message.
Nah.
Yeah. And then eventually I did reply back. Oh, because I opened them. So obviously I read them. I was like, well, I need to get ready for work. So I'll reply that later. And it was like, I've seen you read my messages. Please don't ignore me. All this. So eventually I text back. I was like, I'm not ignoring you. I just don't want the drama. It's totally fine. Like, that situation's happened. We know where we stand. It's all good. And the thing is, right, I am quite a busy person, as you know. I have a lot going on. And I very much value the people that I have in my life. I want to give them my time and I want to be social.
Yeah.
So for me to give up a lot of my free time to someone, I kind of expect a bit of respect back and that. Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to now invest my time in you, you know? My time is limited and precious, and I'm not going to give you the time if you're not going to treat me the way that I should be treated.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, I have a couple of questions here. So do you think, A, in that moment back at his place, A, do you think he was just, because you weren't like an official thing, he was trying to make you feel like jealous? Do you B, think they were hoping for some sort of three-way kinky fun? Or is it sneaky four just was drunk and had no idea what he was doing?
I don't think it was necessarily the jealousy thing. He did actually say about a three-way. He was a bit drunk, so it was definitely a bit of the sneaky other one involved. Like, you know, everyone was a little bit drunk. And in that kind of drunken moment, which is the three of us, he was like, how about a three-way? Right in front of us all. And I was like, oh, that's a bit awkward. And also, nah, I'm good. Like, trying to get to know someone on a slightly more personal level.
Yeah.
And still early days. I'm then not going to invite somebody else into that, like, intimate moment.
Especially when it's your friend and then he's suggesting it. That is odd.
It's really awkward. And I was like, no offense, but no. If that's all right.
I'm going to decline.
Yeah. So when he said that, sort of alarm bells were sort of going off in my head anyway. I was like, oh, I don't think this is like kind of going the way that maybe I thought it might be going or whatever. And then, yeah, when that happened, I was like, yeah, that's definitely sort of made up my mind.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's fine. Like, again, no drama, but I just know for myself that I don't want to be treated that way.
No, of course not. Well, that really sucks. I'm sorry that happened to you.
But also, so this guy's a lawyer, right?
Right.
And he then was trying to spin it as though like, I was slightly in the wrong or whatever. And in my head, I was like, you're a lawyer. That is your job, is to be able to like spin a story and make it sound like you're in the right and I'm in the wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's literally nothing you can say that can make me be in the wrong in this moment. I literally have done nothing wrong. Right. And basically he sent a message about, well, those, some of those boys that were at, on that night out with us, like, you know, really personally. So you're being very hypocritical right now.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be wearing white at your wedding, are you, mate? That's very clear.
Yeah, exactly. And also like, yes, I might have dated a couple of those people back in the day, but we are just friends now. I'm not going to make out with them in front of you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we'll make out with them anyway. They're just mates now. So it's like that argument is so invalid. Like, stop trying to make yourself, try and put the guilt on me. Like, you're the one that's in the wrong. You know, you didn't treat me that right. And the thing is, like, if you weren't scared of that guy, fine, get with him. But do it like when I'm not in the flat, right?
Yeah, that is odd.
Very bizarre.
Did when you left, did they both stay?
I don't know. But the friend was like constantly messaging. And yeah, so.
What, after you'd left?
Yeah.
Saying what?
Just like apologizing and like hoping I'm okay. I'm like, oh, it's honestly all fine.
Do they listen to the podcast?
Yeah, I think they do. So,
so you may well get your answers then. In that case, goop.
Yeah. Oh dear.
No, I think you do deserve answers. Or are you kind of at the stage you're like, I actually don't care.
Yeah, I'm at that stage, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Done. Listen, I'll be back in 2 days. We're going to go out and find you lots of distractions.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to take a little break from boys, to be honest.
I didn't say boys. I just said distractions. Like,
oh, okay. Well, I'm assuming that was what you meant. I'll stay.
Or Relaska Talks are playing. Maybe we should try and get tickets for that.
All right. I'm sure we're going to be out and about, aren't we? And also, drag races restarting. There's all like these drag viewing parties. Like, we're going to be super busy. Like, I don't have time for boys. I'm busy with my mates.
I don't have time for this drama.
Exactly. And then one more little bit of drama just to add on.
Blimey.
I know. Bloody hell. Like, I don't even want it. I don't want the drama. Another one of my like really good mates was out and bumped into my recent ex.
Oh no.
You know, the guy that we spoke about on the podcast.
Yeah.
At GOI, I think it was GOI LA, and he was a bit drunk. And so he told me this, like, I didn't know if I should tell you, but you know, I'm going to tell you, bumped into your ex, and he came over to him and was like, I think about Brad every minute of every day. is what he said, apparently.
Oh my gosh, what do you do with that information?
I know, what do you do with that information? I'm like, well, you made your decision. Yeah.
Also, didn't you say, because you did briefly touch on this when we chatted before recording, didn't you also say it was the same day that you'd been putting up posts sort of on your Facebook page of you out with your previous ex, who you're now really good friends with?
Yes, exactly. Right. And then, yeah, because he made a comment like, oh, is he now back together with him? Because I saw like a story of them out and about, or yeah.
Yeah.
So that, you know, obviously that was like playing on his mind. He's like, well, don't be looking at my social media then.
Yeah.
You made your decision to not be involved in my life and to leave. Same thing, checking up on me, seeing what I'm doing.
Don't be checking up on me. If you don't want to be in my life, don't get in my life. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. So, and then my mate was like, don't overthink it. You know, he was a bit drunk or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to overthink it. Like, he was very clear of his decision. I've not heard from him for ages. So, yeah, I don't think he is missing me.
Even if he is, even if he isn't, we've moved on.
We've moved on.
I say we. I feel very emotionally yeah, attached to this.
You are. You've been there every step. We've all moved on. Okay. We've all moved on.
We're done, honey. We're done. Yeah. That chapter is done.
It's closed. Yeah.
At least for another 6 months. Who knows in the future? Because, you know, my saying, never say never. But I think, yeah, you need a bit more radio silence.
Yeah, yeah. So basically that, that lawyer guy moment happened, and then the ex thing happened all in the space of like 24 hours. I was like, can these boys just leave me alone, right? I'm trying to live my best life right now and be a nice person, and you keep trying to bring me down. I don't want to be involved.
Bless you. And do you know what? Good for you, because you've got so much going on right now with like work and obviously the podcast and various things we've got coming up. So you're living your best life, and I feel like some people are just jealous.
You said it. But anyway, one good thing has come out of this is that you've reconnected with one of your exes, made a new friend. You said you wanted to do that. And so I'm really pleased that's happened for you. And yeah, now you can build upon that friendship and build your friendship group up even more.
I know. I'm really hoping that when I'm back on Friday, if I ping him a text and be like, look, do you try again with a different ex? Would you like to go for a coffee with me? Would any of my exes like to be friends? Please.
I need some more gay mates.
Hey, I don't need more gay mates.
No, you would like. You would like some.
I would be open to the idea of, sure. But maybe I should just bring my army of girls and you can bring your army of boys.
And together we'll be like the ultimate army.
Yeah, we'll be like West Side Story. We'll meet. And then just see what happens.
See what happens. All the chaos, all the carnage. I'm here for it.
I'm so here for it.
Well, watch this space, podcasters.
And listen out for the sirens when it all goes wrong. Do you know what? When I'm back in London, I might get a little bit of Botox.
Are you inspired? Because I went to Harley Street and got a hair transplant like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it has made me look at myself under more of like a magnifying glass.
Uh-huh. To be honest, I actually think you need it. Your skin looks great.
I think you should get some Botox.
I don't need it either, thank you.
Do you know why my skin's great? No, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Facials.
Ew, no. I was talking about my skincare regime.
Oh, I was talking about going to a spa for a facial. I don't know what kind of facials you were talking about.
The other kind of facial. Don't get it in my hair. Oh, anyway, gosh, so much boy drama. I really didn't know that much was going to unfold on this week. I feel like we've both had a very boy-heavy week.
And we're not here for it. We just want to have fun and have a good time. But there has to still be a bit of respect right there. And that's where it's all gone wrong.
All gone wrong. Because ain't nobody giving you that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Spelling is not my forte. R-S-P-C-A?
I mean, some of them have been animals, to be fair, so.
But anyway, if, because this has inspired a little boy drama movement, I think, for us, if you have had any boy drama like we have had, we would love to hear about it. So please do write in, send us a DM. You can send us an email. Instagram is at Big Gay Podcast. So is our Twitter. And our email is hello@mybiggaypodcast.com. And just tell us your stories. We'd love to talk about them, read them out. Because I think the more we talk about boy drama, the more we can help each other heal from them. Should you need to get over it.
I agree. And also just talking about it is always good anyway. Like, gets out of your system, chat about it, move on.
Absolutely. However, Brad, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. Like we said, if you do not follow us on social media, you can. It's at Big Gay Podcast, or go to our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com. And if you want, you can even buy yourself a cheeky mug.
So then you can spill the tea with us every single week.
Yes, you can. And you can choose from four different types of mugs. And personally, I think you should pick #Team Benji.
If you like people that are ginger and have a lot of allergies, that's the one for you.
Wow.
But if you like people that have a good time or fun, up for a dance, then you need a hashtag Team Brad mug.
Hashtag Team Perm.
Exactly.
Ain't no one going to buy those. On sale now. Buy one, get six free.
Yeah, we've got to get rid of them. No one's buying those.
They're filling up my apartment. Get them out. Get them out. But yes, like I said, that is all we have time for. Until next time,
see you next Wednesday.
So where's the first place we're going to go when I'm back?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's all the drag race viewing parties every Thursday. So me and my gay mates, we're going to do the rounds, different venue each week, suss out what we like, go to that one for the finale. So we should probably do one of the drag race viewings on the Thursday.
Yes. Okay. I am up for that. Are they all around London then?
All around London. Obviously, there's quite a lot in Clapham, Central, Soho. We're going to do the works. And actually, we started this in season one. Because obviously, season two, we didn't do viewing parties because of lockdown. But season one, we were doing that, and we're going to go back to CMYK in Wimbledon for the first one, because that's where it all began. And the very first night they did that, they were giving away free shots, they were playing like games throughout the viewing party.
Yes.
And they did a lip sync battle for people afterwards, and I won a free shot by lip syncing and doing the routine to Tragedy by Steps.
Oh my goodness, of course you did.
So we've got all that to come up.
Did you know it's actually Wimbledon's first LGBTQ+ bar?
I did know that, and I like it there. I want to go there.
Well, we can go there, and we should definitely have our own lip sync battle.
What, Benji versus Brad?
Go for it. And you know what? I think I know the manager, Monroe Adams, so I'm going to rig it so I win.
What's going to be your lip sync battle song?
I was busy thinking about boys. My go-to would be Title by Meghan Trainor. What's yours?
Well, obviously it's going to be Shout Out to My Ex. Inspired by this week's episode.
You're really such a prick.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.